The year is 1984, and Ivan Lendl plays the winning point against John McEnroe in the final of the French Open in Paris, one of eight Grand Slam singles titles in his career. The 1970s and 80s were a period of huge tennis success in Czechoslovakia, and the country put considerable resources into the sport. Unlike most of their compatriots, the country's top tennis players were able to travel around the world. And when Czechoslovak radio caught up with the 19-year-old Lendl just before Christmas 1979, it was during one of his rare trips back home. This year I'm spending Christmas with my family for the second year. But before that, I was in Florida 3 years running. And the interviewer asks him whether being able to travel around the world makes him appreciate home more. I think so, Lendl replies. I always look forward to coming home. But it was only a few years later that Ivan Lendl ended up leaving his home for good. His relations with the Czechoslovak Sport Federation got gradually increasingly tense, especially after he took part in a controversial tennis tournament in apartheid South Africa in 1983. In 1986, he moved permanently to the United States, and since 1992, he has been an American citizen. The other great Czech tennis name of that generation was, of course, Martina Navratilova, who dominated the women's game throughout the 1980s and 90s. She emigrated to the United States back in 1975 when she was still only 19, saying that she found the political atmosphere of the Czechoslovak Tennis Federation stifling. A few years later, Navratilova found herself playing against her former homeland here in Prague in 1986, helping the United States to Fed Cup victory over Czechoslovakia. But after that, it was to be almost exactly 20 years before she was to play a tournament here again, this time under very different circumstances, with the old Cold War tensions long forgotten.
Yes, I expected exactly what I got, which was lots of respect, lots of love, and most of all, I think people enjoyed the way I played the game.
That was Martina Navratilova talking after her opening game in the doubles of the Prague Open in 2006, in front of what she herself described as a home crowd. She told Radio Prague about her feelings at that moment.
It was, nerve-wracking coming out and trying to hold my own in front of a very happy and expectant crowd. When I walked out there and people were cheering so much, I had to really concentrate on, I had to do something, keep myself busy, because if I just really, you want to soak it up, but at the same time you have to win the match. It's not like you're just performing, you need to win. You have to sort of keep yourself busy and concentrate on the task at hand, which is winning the match. So then you sort of break it down and say, okay, what do I have to do? And you can't get too nostalgic, because then you probably wouldn't be able to walk. Most of my life I've played in front of a crowd that was pulling for the other guy, because I was number one, and so I never felt at home. Even playing in the States, they really started cheering me on at the end of my career. So now, I get the crowd on my side pretty much everywhere I go. But it would have been nice to have been able to play here more. But that's how it goes. I'm just thankful that I'm still here now and enjoying every minute of it.